Unit 5. Culture, Reading and Listening. Exercise 2.
Heroes and Heroines. Dr. Martin Luther King.
A.
When Martin Luther King was growing up, there was segregation in the southern states of America. There were separate schools, parks, restaurants, and even toilets for white people and black people. King became the leader of the civil rights movement and worked all his life to get equality for African Americans.
B.
King was an excellent student and went to college at 15. After college, he worked in a church in Montgomery, Alabama. In those days, there was segregation on buses in Alabama. The seats at the front of the bus were for white people only. When the buses got full, black people had to give up their seats to white people. In 1955, the police arrested Rosa Parks because she refused to give up her seat to a white person. The African American community got angry and started a boycott of the buses. They refused to use the buses until the government stopped segregating people on them. Martin Luther King was their leader. After 382 days, the government stopped segregation on buses all over the USA. It was a victory for the civil rights movement, and it made King famous.
C.
From 1957 to 1968, King organized nonviolent protests all around the USA. White people attacked him, and the police arrested him, but that didn't stop him. In 1963, a crowd of 250,000 people met in Washington, D.C. to hear King speak. His "I Have a Dream" speech became one of the most famous speeches in history. In 1964, when he was 35, he became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
D.
King was killed on the 4th of April, 1968. He was standing on the balcony of a hotel in Memphis when James Earl Ray, a white man, shot him. America remembers his birthday every year with a holiday on the third Monday in January.